Welcome back to our listeners. You are tuning in to Reset for Women, and I am your host, Lori Carice. Today, we have with us Jen Patterson, founder of Dollar Divas. And today's topic is how to pay yourself, the 5 steps to create a 9-to-5 paycheck without a 9-to-5 job. So, Jen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. I love this topic. First of all, 9-to-5 is very old. It's a very old phrase because I don't know anybody who really has 9-to-5 anymore. Aren't
No.
we pushed to that 8 o'clock morning hour now? But I still let you know, we all know what 9-to-5 means. And I hope that you've all seen the movie too. One of my favorites.
Oh, yes. It's Dolly Parton in that, right?
It is.
Yeah. Love her.
It is. It's a great movie. Shows a lot about, male chauvinistic behavior that would never be able to be put up with today too. So, but it's actually about empowerment. It really is about empowerment. And that's why I love this topic because, you know, creating a 9-to-5 paycheck for yourself is also about empowerment. And me personally, I've been working for myself for 15 years and it took me a really, really, really long time to actually pay myself. I would just kind of draw all from the same fund, you know, and I
Yes.
finally got to the point and it took a really long time to actually set aside and like, there's my paycheck. And that felt so good. So hopefully you'll talk about that too. And that was that empowering moment for myself. So Jen, tell us a little bit about you and Dollar Divas. Let's crank into that 9-to-5 paycheck to pay ourselves.
Absolutely. So a little bit about me and my background. So my name is Jen Patterson. I'm a money coach for entrepreneurs. I work primarily with women and I teach them all about the financial side of their business, everything from managing their cash flow, setting up their bank accounts to that how to pay yourself. It sounds so silly when you actually say it out loud, you know, teaching people how to pay themselves, but you'd be shocked at how few business owners actually pay themselves and even fewer who pay themselves on a regular basis. Like you said, it's a lot of it is people like you who, you know, just kind of wing it, fly by the seat of their pants, kind of take and, you know, hope to figure it out as they go. But there's no real strategy or plan in place for them to create that salary life, which in then in turn creates so much more freedom. And you're right. I love the word that you used, empowering, because it is very empowering to create that in your life and in your business so that you can take away some of the mental stress and focus that energy on something else that's going to be more productive. So, you know, I think that this is a really important step that a lot of people kind of skip over and think, oh, I'll just figure it out later. And then they get into the nitty-gritty of running a business, which we all know is somewhat chaotic and challenging and life consuming, and it never quite gets done. And then it just is a vicious cycle that repeats itself over and over and over again until either people figure it out or they give up and go back to the 9-to-5 corporate world, which, you know, is a great place for some people. But if you got that entrepreneurial spirit, it can be kind of crushing to be in that environment. So
I'll chime in on that one real quick because I'm living that moment right now, actually. So I've been running my own business for 15 years. And last year, I decided to go ahead and I'm in the event space. So it was pretty devastating going through COVID and being in the event space and the reinvention. You know, hence why I'm running a radio station now, you know, something that you don't have to be in front of people on. And that became more my passion. So over the last few years, I've been downsizing the events and just moving into women and wellness spaces, retreats, radio, podcasts, some other corporate event projects instead of me setting up the big events and being on my stipulations of, you know, if anything were to happen. So, you know, like COVID. So with that, I kind of polished up my business to where I found myself with time and still wanting to make more money and wanting that stability. I realized during COVID, you know, those multiple revenue streams were so important and relying just on self-employment, I was actually no longer super comfortable with that. And it was all about timing. My girls are older. I don't have to be home at 3 o'clock now for, you know, and they walk home from school. So I went ahead and went back into advertising, and I actually just left my job a couple of weeks ago because I actually, so I loved the stability. I love the routine paycheck. The entrepreneurial thing sets in of I'm no longer the creator and the developer. And part of that I was okay with. I'm like, you know, I'm kind of tired of always being the inventor of everything. Let me just, you know, drill down this amazing business and product and service and relationships. But at one point, I felt my business was being threatened, even though it was totally on the side. I'm like, okay, I feel like my business is being threatened. That is really my passion. I was realizing, even though I loved the full-time job and the product and the industry, it certainly wasn't a passion. It was a job. It was a job. And I made a bold move and left my job without another job waiting for me, just my self-employment, my passion, and I'm back to completely rebuilding this full-time. Scary, very, very
It is.
scary. It
Yeah.
it's like the startup phase again, but I know what I'm in for, and it's what makes me happy. You know, if I'm feeling a little poor right now, but happy, like happy heart, empty wallet, I'm not happy about that moment, but I don't have that stress and dissatisfaction. I know that it's going to pay off. I'm gonna have to put those hours into it, but anyway. Just because you kind of touched on that, you know, once an entrepreneur, always an entrepreneur. I have to tell you, ladies, it's like all true. It's
Yeah.
really, I mean, I want to work for somebody else and make them happy, but it's not my passion. It's a job, and I have to have that passion at this stage in my life.
Yeah.
That's my little story.
That's a great story. And you know what? My husband and I, we always call it short-term terrible for long-term awesome,
Oh my
right? Like
gosh, I love
it's
that.
yeah, like is it's you understand that you are intentionally setting yourself up for success for the long term, but it's going to suck a little bit in the short term. That's and you know that's a wonderful segue, because that leads into a lot of the strategy that goes into creating that stable paycheck for the long term. There's a little bit of sacrifice that has to happen in the short run to make it stable and easy and flowing in the long run. So,
So let
you
me
know,
be your
when
test dummy. Tell me how to do it, because
all right, let's
I
do
don't want to be a
this.
startup again.
So, you know, when it comes to managing your business finances, I always say step one is just keep it separate. So, whether that's the stage of the game that you're at, if it literally means like no longer using your personal accounts to manage your business, then that's the step that you're at. And make sure you're literally drawing a line in the sand. This is business me. This is personal me. I find this a lot, especially with side hustlers. They will just be like, oh, well, it's kind of all just kind of mushed in one account. And I think I'm making money. You have no idea if you're making money at all if it's all smushed in one account. So separate it out, put a line in the sand. This is business me. This is personal me. The second step is separating out yet again your paycheck from the rest of your revenue. So I'm a big believer in not just one bank account, but multiple bank accounts. I call it the bank account architecture. And I don't want to get too deep into what that means because we don't have a ton of time, but it's multiple different accounts, each with a different job to do. And when you're setting up that 9 to 5 paycheck, you have to have a separate dedicated account that is just to compensate you for your time in the business. And as you bring in revenue, you siphon off a percentage of that revenue into that owner's compensation account. Now, when you're first starting out and you are in the phase of every dollar I make goes back into my business, just start with like something really teeny. Like it's probably going to feel a little bit silly, but just start with something. Even like 1 to 5% is a great starting off place. Is it going to replace a 9 to 5 income? Probably not. But what it's going to do is it's going to set you up psychologically to get used to paying money into that account on a regular basis. Because quite often, business owners, you know, you talk about your passion and your business, like it's our baby. We love our business. We want to see it grow and thrive and be successful. And we will put ourselves absolutely last in order to make that happen. And if you're not paying yourself even a little bit, then taking that first step is unbelievably hard. So just start with something. And then as that gets easier, as your business grows, as your revenue grows, start increasing that amount. And once that is sort of easy and set in stone and you've got a good routine around it, it feels really good. That's when you start to develop your paycheck from that owner's comp account. And the way to do that is treat it like a well. So we all understand like a traditional well, water well. When it rains, it fills, and then when it stops raining, you draw on it slowly and wait for it to rain again. That's the way you treat your paycheck account. So instead of just clearing it out every time you pay yourself, you take 70 to 80% of what's in that paycheck account and you let it build and you develop your salary from that paycheck well. And as you progress in business, this is something that does take time. It's not going to happen overnight. Sorry. I wish it would, but it doesn't. You look at how much you've been paying yourself on average over the last 3, 6 months, and you use that as a baseline for your salary. And from that point on, as long as you're continuing to work your business, you're continuing to bring in revenue, you're going to have some slow periods, but that's okay because that's what that paycheck well is there to serve, is those slow periods. And then when you have your busy season or whatever, you don't pay yourself more. You continue to pay yourself that same amount, but let the well fill to serve you for the next slow period or when you, gosh, maybe want to take a holiday. What a shocking thing to try and do. Or maybe something happens and you need to pivot. Like you talked about COVID, right? Like that one kind of came out of nowhere. We all weren't expecting it. And having something like a paycheck account that's got a little bit of cushion in it will help you pivot intentionally and not panic when it's time to make changes in your business, because I don't know what's going to go wrong and I don't know when it's going to go wrong, but something's going to go sideways. And it's just a lot easier. And you have a lot more mental capacity when the paycheck is taken care of and you can focus on the business side of things rather than panicking about paying your bills.
So
So,
I
I
lived
mean,
in
it's.
panic. Yeah, I lived in panic like way too long to have that little well. I started my business with a baby in my arms and my now ex-husband, but my husband at the time coming in and losing his job. And I'm like, it's one thing when you're single and be in panic, but you have this baby. I opened up a PayPal account, grabbed a domain, and never looked back. That's kind of my little tagline. And I never got to have the chance where not every dollar was a need. So I never built that well. I never had a well until more recently. Now I've got the two checking accounts. I've got one that's really good for business because it gives me my reserves. I set up reserves for different parts of my business, and one of them is a pay myself. So that's my paycheck. So instead of an actual separate account, it's just in a reserve bucket. And that's how I pay myself and goes into the account where I pay all my bills. But there were for many years where it was all mixed match and I couldn't really see how much I was paying myself. And yes, I had my little privileges of maybe dining out and a weekend away with my girls or something like that, but it was never, it was more on a grid on paper than it was an actual account. So I think that's a rut that people are in for a long time, unless you have another source of revenue. Like I was on maternity leave and I wasn't planning on going back. So I didn't have another paycheck. That was it. And now and then my husband was out of work. That was it. So if somebody is starting a business, let's say because of COVID, they lost their job. Even though we've pulled out of the pandemic officially, raising my hand, I got my first round of COVID just a few last month, and I waited 4 years, but it's still out there. And the economy is struggling. This is an election year, which also puts people on pause with big changes, especially businesses. A lot of times hiring freezes. So if your full time is at risk and you decide to start that, start a side business as either a backup or to replace, back in 2008, I'll never forget, I think that was the big rise of coaching, business coaching. People were leaving executive positions or being laid off and they were overqualified for so many jobs, they became a coach. So I've seen that again during COVID, and I think it's a great business, but it is a lot of times because people are no longer at that C level, executive level. They want to use their experience. They don't want to do reception work. I wouldn't want to either if I was overqualified and you feel like your earning potential is much higher. But what if that is it? You don't have another revenue stream coming in. I would love for your suggestions, like, okay, yeah, this is it. I don't have other money to live off of. And I do have to put food on the table and pay my rent or mortgage and my car payment. So I don't have time for that little well to fill up before I pay myself. I got to do that in 30 days.
Yes, absolutely. So when you're in a situation like that, I still recommend filling the well, but in a different way. So instead of, you know, having the money come in and you fill the well and you pay yourself a little bit and, you know, build it up over time, instead you siphon off that 1 to 3%. Just it's shocking how sometimes it can literally be a couple of dollars, but it's that mental psychological understanding that I can still do this on like 97 to 99% of what I was doing it before. And so it's siphoning off that 1 to 3% and just putting it aside in your like future paycheck well. So maybe you are living off every dollar you bring in, but you're still siphoning off that like 1 to 3% and just putting it aside, and you're developing the well that way. And then as it builds and as your business builds, then you can start utilizing it to pay yourself rather than sort of the other way around. But it's still a matter of siphoning off that little bit of money, putting it aside and building it. Because if you never build it, you'll never have it. And that's the sort of crux of this whole system, is you have to do the work. You have to put the money aside in order to develop that type of money. Well, I mean, I've used that word a million times, but that's really what it is. And so, you know, yes, you're using that paycheck to pay the mortgage. Believe me, I totally understand that, like, need every dollar experience. And each business is going to be wildly different, and everyone's going to have wildly different circumstances. But you still can siphon off 1 to 3% of your revenue to just get it going, while you continue to pay the bills and build your business and get things off the ground in those emergency situations.
Yeah, I like how you said that it was psychological, because it is. Once you see, I mean, just like any kind of savings, even if you're putting in $50 a month, I mean, if you pretend it's not there and you go and you look at it later, like, oh, it grew a little bit. It's very satisfying. So it is like a workout. It's building that muscle, and it takes time. So, you know, those first few months are going to be probably really challenging if you're drawing most of your earnings for just living. But okay, I'm just not the most patient person in the world. So, you know, I want to see it go now. I need to see something out of my hard work. I've always said my business is my blood, sweat, tears, and my time away from my children. You know, my time away from my children is the most valuable. So I think that's why I'm so anxious to see these results while they are still kids. And I can give back moments, you know, of glory. Yeah. And I finally did that, you know, a handful of years ago. I'm a single parent just running my own business. And I finally got us to go on our first big family vacation. And it was so rewarding. And it was because I really did push hard. And that's when I started compartmentalizing my money.
Yeah,
so you're right. I was able to have a reward.
It's so effective. Like, I remember I was working with one of my clients a couple of years ago, and we started compartmentalizing her finances and creating that system that was going to support her and her business and her family. And it was like a month or two. Like, it was a really short period of time because she had already an established business, and she just, her finances were a little bit of a chaos. And so once we sort of created that system for her, she said, I've never had this much money in my entire life. My business has not changed at all. My lifestyle has not changed at all. But somehow, magically, there's just more dollars in the accounts. Like, and she said, if I hadn't experienced it, I wouldn't believe it's possible, because it really felt too easy. because she'd been living in this chaos, reactive environment for so long. And then when we got proactive and intentional and creating that organization with her finances, it was like somebody turned the light on. And suddenly it was just so much easier. And she said, I don't feel any more stress about this. It's covered. She was able to hire a bookkeeper, which she'd never been able to do in her entire career. Like, it just opened up so many more doors for her. And because it took off a lot of stress, she said, I actually was able to increase, what I'm going to be able to take on. She said, I haven't filled those spots yet, but that's going to help my business grow because I'm no longer stressing about these details that were just chaos for so long.
Getting out of the chaos. That's part of the 9 to 5 rut too, right? I mean, here I'm back to thinking about the movie and the hustle and the chaos. And when you can work from home, you have a different type of chaos when you run your own business. But and a lot of it for me, I think, was just my headspace. I'm always creating something new, and I wouldn't say I'm not focused. Maybe other people would perceive me as not focused. I think I'm just focused on too many things. I'm just like, go, 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 fireworks. I have an aha moment and I want to execute it. So that has definitely gotten in my way. And then sometimes in earning revenue, because when you're in the creative stage, you're not earning for it, from that task. You need to execute it and then you can earn. So I've learned to kind of pace myself a little bit more. But I think you've given some great tips. I appreciate it. I've already got another takeaway because I'm in that space again where I'm a little worried. I'm a little worried. And what did you say you and your husband always say?
Short-term terrible for long-term awesome.
I love that. I'm going to write that down today because I think I need that reminder this weekend. I really do. Because, I made a big bold move. And I'm like, was that a bold, bad move? Or is it just, I'm feeling uneasy right now. I'll get through that uneasiness and I'll see that it was the right move. And that's where I know I'm headed that way. I'm just sitting in uneasy today.
Yeah. And I'm so glad you said that. And I know we're up and up and running out of time, but I really want to drive home the point that strategy is amazing. We've laid out some really simple, easy to implement strategies, but if your mindset isn't on par, isn't on board with you implementing these strategies, whether it's consciously or subconsciously, you'll find ways to self-sabotage. So doing the mindset work is just as important as doing the strategy work. And I feel like, that's could be a whole other conversation, and it is, but it is really, really important that not only is your strategy in place, but that you're actively working on your mindset as well.
Short-term terrible for long-term awesome. I'm writing that down. It's going on my fridge today. That's why I think the show is so important, Reset for Women. It's all about that reset. What are you going through in your life that you might need a reset? And, the whole job thing for me, I knew was another reset. At least it's not from scratch. I've been down this road. I've carried myself for many years, but it's a reset in my mindset that follow your passion. Your passion, if you just work hard, you can drive at home. And I got the full-time job for a lot of other security reasons, and I think it provided me with that. And it's actually just going to help me, drive at home again. So I really appreciate it. Tell us. So for podcast listeners, of course, in show notes, I'll be able to drop some links of how to best connect with you. For our radio-only listeners, they're not visualizing any links. So tell us the best way to connect with you.
You can find me on Instagram at jenpatterson.biz, and that is Jen Patterson with one T dot biz BIZ. So that's where I hang out most days. I talk a lot about money and finance and the mindset and the strategy and all that great stuff. It's all on there. Or you can also check out my website, dollardivas.org.
Jen, thank you so much for being here today and giving us this amazing reset.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you've been tuning in to another Reset for Women.